Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Regina Kirkendall, and welcome to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I want to thank you all for joining me this evening as we go into 15 Reasons Why I Didn't Want to Air This Show, Part 2. I thank you for those who joined me last weekend, and I definitely have my dashboard up, so praise God for that, but I don't start anything without prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you as we give you the honor and the praise. Hallelujah, Lord, as we go forth to do forth your will, and as we talk about these 15 reasons why people choose not to do what they do, or just sometimes we just fall short. I ask that you decrease me, Lord, and not only me, but also my speaker, Karen, tonight, Lord. Decrease us that you may get the increase. And as we move forward today, I ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, not just us, but those who are participating tonight. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. So I thank you very much for joining me tonight. I'm looking so forward to doing this tonight. I was so excited about last week, and for everyone that tuned in last week, I appreciate it. Words cannot begin to explain the emotions that I feel right now. I am overwhelmed. As I mentioned, today we're going to do a repeat or a second edition of 15 Reasons Why I Didn't Want to Air the Show. You're more than welcome to join us. You may call in at 914-338-1552. I'm very excited about this show. As I mentioned, I have a special guest tonight. Her name is Karen D. Walker. I'm very excited about her because she is the reason why I got this show, the title of this show tonight is because of her, and I'm looking forward to her joining me tonight as we discuss some of the reasons why, as people or just in general, why we tend not to follow through on something that we set forth to, or a mission that we set forth to. So I'm looking forward to everyone joining in, because this is definitely not about me. This is about you, and I'm just looking forward to interacting. Like I said, you can join in with us at 914-338-1552. Last week, I indicated some statistics that I found online in reference to when I was looking up some information about why people fail at goals that they set. And 80% of people who never set goals never set goal. But and out of the 20% of people that do set goal, 70% of the 20% fail because they fail to plan. They fail to plan. Or many other factors that we're going to talk about. I know some of mine may be procrastination. I'm looking forward to seeing some of yours, or to hear some of yours, or what some of your reasons as to why you don't follow through on what you're doing. So in a few minutes, I'll bring forth Ms. Karen D. Walker. I'm going to call her by a middle name, so forgive me in advance if I do, charge it to my head and not my heart. And then we're going to talk about this for a little while, and then I'm going to open up the phone line for those who want to participate in this conversation. So I also want you to think about one thing. What is something or 15 reasons that you failed to do whatever it is? So think about 15 reasons why I did not want to, you fill in the blank. So without further ado, I am going to bring forth Ms. Karen Walker, and she's going to be joining me. Give me 1 second. Let me put her live. Ms. Karen?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am fantastic. Just a little history about Ms. Karen. I don't know her by Karen, but I'm going to call her Karen for the sake she likes to be called that. Walker, we are, our history go back how far, Karen?
Oh, my God.
It's a long time.
Well, 40 years. Over 40
yes,
years.
That's a great estimate. That is definitely a great estimate of how far back we go back. We're childhood friends. to be honest with you, and we're also classmates. So, and
yes.
sisters in Christ, most importantly, we are definitely
Amen.
Sisters in Christ. She is definitely one of those people where I could be real with, and she will give me real back. she will let me know, you might want to rethink that. And I love that. Those are the kind of friends that you want, was going to tell you. You may not want to reconsider how you go about that. So, Karen, I've already introduced as far as what we're talking about today, because actually, you're the reason why I started, when I started to do the launch of the show, I was actually going to try something different. And then we were having a conversation, and you had an engagement. Let's talk about that.
Well, one of my other sisters in Christ at the church, at first I thought she was asking me, but she wasn't asking me. She was telling me. She said, hey, you're going to be one of our speakers at our women's conference. So I came back to her and said, I have 15 reasons why I don't want to be your speaker for this women's conference. So I started naming a couple of them to her, and I was like, I have no idea what I want to do. How am I going to do this? And like, how can God use me at this time when I'm going through all of these issues I'm going through? But I wrote down all 15 of those reasons, and I'm trying to. And when that time came, it was like fear was number one on that list.
Wow.
And yeah, fear was number one. And I'm saying, like, then I started doubting of why he couldn't use me, you know. Of course, then I start not believing in myself. If, you know, that's just three of those things, not believing in myself. So that's where we were when I was like, I have no idea why she even asked me. I can't do it.
You know, it's interesting when you say fear. Was that fear of success or fear of failure? Or a combination of both?
It's a combination of both, because of fail. When I use the word fear in that area, or even failure, it's either am I dividing the word? Because when you're talking to people, you know, you have some Bible scholars out there that might know a little bit more than you do, so you want to make sure that what you give, it is actually the word, and it's the word of truth. And because you don't need people to pick out and say, hey, she said something wrong, but I only can go based on my truth. And so it was just, am I delivering the word correctly? And am I, you know, bringing some understanding to what I'm speaking about? So that's where that fear came in at, is like, what am I presenting? Especially when I'm presenting the word of God, it's like, what am I presenting? Am I presenting self, or I'm presenting the actual truth?
You know, it's interesting, because I don't know, can you just explain what your role in ministry is?
Well, I am an evangelist in the ministry that I am a part of, and I have been ministering for some years now, probably a little over 10 years, and I've, you know, sometimes you speak, you know, I've had, you know, speaking engagements before. But it was just this particular time frame where I looked at it in a totally different sense. And I guess because I started growing in certain areas, and it was like, I don't want to give the untruth. I want to make sure that I'm giving truth. So even evangelizing out, I can talk to people all day, you know, face-to-face. But when I'm mm-hmm. faced with a lot of people, it was something totally different.
Right. And the reason I asked you to bring that up, because I want people to know that it doesn't matter what position you're in. It doesn't matter what you're doing, because I know for me, people feel, because those who know me have always been on, you know, on engaging in speaking engagement, always speaking, that I don't get nervous or I don't have that fear. I do. I deal with that as well. You know, and it's either from failure or success, you know, or feeling like you, that doubt, like, I don't even feel worthy that I should be doing this. Why do I need to do this? Or what? It's interesting, you know, but I could tell you one of mine is procrastination.
I'm a procrastinator. I'll be the first one to admit it. Okay, Lord Jesus, you won't have to help me with that one. But I know that that's part of my, even starting this show here, I've just a little history on it. When the God gave me the vision of this show in 2008, I didn't open up the Blog Talk Radio show. I didn't create it until 2012. I didn't start it until last weekend. That's 2019.
Oh, wow.
And I got to that point when I was on that, when I was watching Steve Harvey one night, and I saw Tara Banks, and they talked about, you know, stepping out, you know, accomplishing regardless of your fears or whatever. And she said, you just have to jump. Sometimes you just got to hold your breath and you just have to jump. And I was like, you know what? Why not? Why not? And then when I start questioning, well, why me? Well, why not you? I don't know if you go to that, but I know I do. But if you don't mind, Karen, what I would like to do, I would like to see, I have a friend on the line. I want to bring her on. I hope she's ready, or even, well, I know she's ready because I know her. But her name is Miss Roxanne, and I am going to bring her on for a second because I would love to hear what she has to say about this. Miss Roxanne?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing?
I'm awesome.
Awesome. So I know you've been listening, and thank you so much for allowing me to chime in without even, well, I gave you a heads up, but but thank you for just coming in. But from what you've heard thus far, do you have anything you would like to add to this?
Well, this might sound strange, but I think one of my reasons why is it's almost like I'm afraid to be successful. Like I'm afraid to succeed. I know that sounds strange, but I don't know. I guess that's what I have to say. But again, it's like you want to succeed, you want to be successful, but for some reason I'm afraid to get to that point. It's like, I don't know who I'll become after I, you know, attain this goal, or, you know, once I pass these exams to get my securities license, you know. I don't know. I've been thinking about that lately, but I'm like, why would you be afraid to succeed? I don't know. But that's what I got.
You know,
I believe some of these things is internalized. It's like, especially growing up, when we grew up in the house, sometimes, you know, how some of our parents would say, you know, money doesn't grow a tree, and, you know, and they will make these statements. A lot of those things that we fear in our own personal lives now, and that, you know, is because it's internalized in us, is something that we see. Even if it didn't came from our parents, it came from someone that was close to us because we believed them. So it's mm-hmm. more, I think, as a lot of it's internalized, because I always thought, you know, like I get a dime in my hand, and I'm just saying get a dime in my hand, and then I don't have it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because even poverty mm-hmm. is part of that, in something that has been internalized in our lives. It's what we were
right.
taught.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying
and
that,
you know,
they did it to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I've been interrupting.
Yeah, not saying that they did that to keep us down, but it's just that it just was passed on from one generation to the next.
Like a generational curse.
Well, I wouldn't mm-hmm. say it's a curse. It's just that, you know, we are passing it down from one generation to the next.
Gotcha.
But it's something that's internalized in us. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. No, I was just bringing a point to this article I was reading, and I brought it up last weekend in regards to 10 reasons why people fail to achieve their goals by, I believe his name is Mr. Vereen, Douglas Vereen. And one of the things he has on there, number one, is fear of success or failure. So I thought that was very interesting because I had that fear. I had that fear of succeeding because in our mind, and I have to chime on you, Karen, you know, in our mind, we were thinking like if we fail, you know, people may think negative of us or we may think negative of ourselves. And if we succeed, we don't know what people are going to think. Maybe they think, you know, we don't know what they think, but a part of it may be, you know, and I'm not saying necessary for me or anyone else, but you just don't know. People can be thinking negative of them or them thinking negative of us, like, well, she thinks she's better or whatever the case may be. So I just found that very interesting that Roxanne mentioned that because that was number one on his list. Number one on his list. Number one. But it's interesting because as we go on to some of this, I saw number two, lack of understanding and goal setting process. So we don't set goals for ourselves. So not just, you know, the Bible says, you know, in Habakkuk, you know, write the vision down and make it plain. But, you know, not just write it down. You got to set a date. You got to make some goals on when you want to get it completed and then set the next goal, you know. And that's the way I think that sometimes we get hindered in that. We talk about it and we even write it down, but we don't do nothing about it, which is another pointer. We don't do anything. Once we set the goal, we don't do anything. We don't take any action towards that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't stay committed to the goal for whatever reason. I mean, being a single mother, I'm always distracted. So I'm always pulled here. So I find myself like, okay, I'm tired. I can't do this today. You know, I don't know about anyone else. I just know when it comes to me. So I have to carve that time in to do this. You know, even I'll use this as an example. You know, I placed a time where I knew my son would be down for the night. And unless there's an emergency, he has a bad dream or whatever, that's the only time he would come up. But I was determined I was going to move forward with it and regardless. So I had to push through. Another activity I saw was inactivity, which we mentioned about not doing anything. And then I found another one that was very interesting, analysis paralysis. And what that means is many people let questions and doubt paralyze them. And, you know, they can believe that they can start that goal with every answer on a what if. Well, what if this happened or what if that happened instead of just trying it and feel like if it doesn't work, then we try something else. And it's interesting because I said something to my son has a binder. And I'm sorry, I'm actually going into his binder right now because I just want y'all to hear this really quick. And it says, mistakes are proof that you are trying. So when I think about that analysis paralysis, that's the one thing I come into, wow, okay, you know, that is a good way of looking at that. And I saw something else one day. It says, success is achieved by the ashes of failure. I'll never forget that one. I will never forget that one. But it makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you don't try, at least you know that doesn't work, you go to the next one. If you try that one, if it doesn't work, you go to the next one. I mean, think about all those people who are really succeeding out there, Bill Gates or whomever, you know, that's out there, Oprah Winfrey, whomever that's out there. I'm sure they didn't get it right the first time. And it started with the seed. So, yeah. So, Miss Roxanne.
I am here and I have something to say.
Yes, ma'am. Chime in anytime, babe.
So, I thought about this. Miss Karen is right. So, I remember setting a goal to purchase my first home, like divorce. I was working part time, I was on housing, I was getting food stamps. And I was like, Lord, I'm going to purchase a home for my children and I. And I set the goal. I painted. I got my house. And I had people say, oh, she thinks she's better than everybody else. I was like, I can show you how I did it, you know? And like, it's an internal thing. Katina, you know me. I want the best, so I'm going to go after it. But it is internal because they were my family. You think she thinks she's better than everybody else. And it's almost like the things that I want to achieve now, in the back of my mind, it's like, well, God, what do they, you know, say about me when I end up doing investments and I'm, you know, the top investment chick in Charleston? Like, it just made me really think about that. Like, I had goals and I set goals. And every time I walk around my house, I think about that. Like, I set a goal to purchase a home for my children and I did it. But the backlash, it's like, why aren't you proud of me? Like, oh, you think you, like, it's crazy. But because I was that child that was supposed to be aborted, I wasn't supposed to even be here. And now that I'm here, I'm setting records that nobody in my family has.
You know what's interesting, I find interesting, is that you have the same opportunity. Why didn't you take it?
Yep.
Why do I have to be better? You have the same opportunity. And I know, you know, living, coming from a rural area, and Karen can attest to this because we grew up in the same chicken coop, you have the same advantages that we had. I don't understand. How is it that I'm better? I don't understand. We went to the same high school. We played, went to the same church. We had the same opportunities. How is it that I'm better? Because I chose to take mine to a different level. You could have done the same thing, too. That's just an observation.
And that's probably come because they because of being being fearful. Like, what if I do it this way? And if I do it this way, if I fail, what will happen? What will people say? So it still goes back to the same thing about when you say about, you know, not setting goals, the analysis of paralysis type mindset, because it's within our mindset is that how do, you know, and I can use them a good example. You have two children born in the same house. One of them is successful, the other is not. Why is that? And they're being raised by the same person, the same people, and they just have two different mindsets.
That's true. That's a mouthful.
Based on what they receive for themselves, because even though even if the word is given to us, is what we actually receiving from that word. I might understand it differently than you would understand it. You might grab hold of that word and run with that word, just like in Habakkuk. I write it down. You saw it. You read it. You ran with it. And I'm still sitting here fumbling with it. Like, how do I get this off the ground? It's just our mindset. It's how we receive things, how we perceive things to be. And that's the only thing that I see. Because even going back to when I said about being afraid, how I would bring that word forth, not thinking about what God will be doing for me, how I will bring the word forth. So I took God out of that whole equation. So then when I step back and say, you're going to have to do this for me because I can't do this. So you're going to have to be my mouthpiece. You're going to have to be every breath, every word, every letter that's on my tongue that's coming out of my mouth. You're going to have to speak it.
I just want to interrupt for those who are still trying to call in. You're more than welcome to call in at 914-338-1552. That's 914-338-1552. I have my special guest tonight, Ms. Karen Walker, and I also am being joined by Ms. Roxanne Holmes. I think we are talking about 15 reasons why people fail. And it's just so intriguing to me, especially when you hear point of views from other women, especially women of God. Karen.
Okay.
I'm sorry, could you finish? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
If you can finish it.
Yeah, I was just sharing that part that I had to take myself out of it. So mm-hmm. when we take ourselves out of everything that we, even the goals that we set, we can set those goals, but we have to see, you know, we have to take ourselves out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for mm-hmm. those who believe, you know, you have to take yourselves out of it and ask God to, like, show me where you want me to go. I don't want to set a goal mm-hmm. that's not even my destiny. Because sometimes mm-hmm. we set goals that don't even, that is not even our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where you want me to go? How do you want me to do it? And go and follow that direction, because that's how we're going to succeed. But then, of course, you know, sometimes the enemy is going to come and try to set fear. But we're going to have to look at the word where it says that we do not have the spirit of fear. We do
mm-hmm.
not have the spirit of fear, so we can't fear anything. We can't fear nothing. And that's in 2 Timothy 1:7. We do, for God has not given us
exactly.
the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we have to
exactly.
move forward and push fear out the way, because that is, because there is no error in truth. The truth is the truth. So
exactly.
As women, we, of course, setting goals are great, but we have to make sure we're setting those goals, that especially the ones that we can truly achieve, but we also
realistic.
Have to make sure that we're exactly realistic goals.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I also learned, that I was in this class called and I can't think of the name, but it was a successful living class, when we were taught to say, even whatever goal, whatever we want in our lives, and when we set those goals for ourselves, don't put it so far out in the future. Bring those goals in the present, in the now. So because if we keep saying, oh, in 2021, I'm going to do this, bring that goal into the now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what the future is going to hold. So we got to have
exactly.
we got to put it in the present. Yeah. So
and,
that's one
and
of
that's
the things
where
I wanted to share.
Exactly. And that's where it comes to start setting those goals and putting an expiration date on it. I want to hit this goal by this date. Next goal, I want to hit this goal by this date. At least you know. It's just like going back, making it plain and visible and plain and realistic. You know, working towards that goal, having something to work towards, and then rewarding yourself once you achieve that, to go to the next level, then go to the next level, and go to the next level. Go to the next level. I just appreciate you all coming on, but I'm going to wrap this up by saying I just want to thank Karen Walker and also Miss Roxanne Holmes. I appreciate you all joining me this evening. Tune in next Sunday. Our topic will be, you say you love me, but. I would love to hear your feedback from the show, and you can do that by emailing me at coafwoman@gmail.com. Once again, thank you, Karen, and thank you, Roxanne. I really appreciate you all. I'm looking forward to next weekend. Next week is going to be very interesting because it's going to be dealing with a lot of things that we deal with, you know, when we deal with people who say they love you, but you see something different. So tune in next week for me. But I always like to end something with something positive. And T.D. Jakes is one of the people that I have, like, his Woman Thou Art Loose Bible. And my poor little Bible, I really need a new one, but I don't want it because it's raggy, but it's, you know it's worn. But I got a lot of mileage on it. That's all I can tell you. I won't get a new one yet, but I need to. But I read something. He has these pearls of wisdom, and it comes from the scripture that's coming from. It comes from Philippians 3rd chapter and 13th verse. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. His pearls was this: if you're going to bring forth anything in your career, your marriage, or your life, if you're going to develop anything in your character, if you're going to be a fruitful woman or man, it comes through things you suffer. You will enter into strength through sorrow. I thought that was very interesting as I came forth with finally airing this show. Any final thoughts?
Well, I do. I'm going to do it quickly. When we are talking about the 15 reasons, just so everyone can understand what those 15 reasons were. Fear, doubt, procrastination, unworthiness, hate, false perception of others, lack of confidence, confusion, envy, malice, failure of success, trust, unforgiveness, releasing the past, and not ready, and marital challenges. Those were my 15 reasons of why I didn't want to speak on that engagement.
And ended up having an awesome.
Yeah.
Exactly. I thank you all for joining me, and I will see you next Sunday at 9:30. Have a good night and be blessed. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.